This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
All right, I am going to break the evergreen rules of podcasting right off the jump and say welcome to 2025. Today is January 1st. Happy New Year. This is Wes Wyatt, and I just want to give you a Market You First mindset to get into right off the jump to where you're able to go through and turn these ideas that you have into real things by doing, you know, kind of the IPA, the income producing activities, the time management, all the things that you need to do, and just kind of give you an idea of the things that will help you out this year for time management, breaking free from resolutions, starting a side hustle, doing whatever it is that you're looking to do. I know I have a lot of things that I want to get done in 2025, and hopefully I'll be able to help you at this. So right off the jump, one of the things I want to talk to you right off the start is the moving beyond New Year's resolutions. So, you know, most people have pitfalls such as, you know, vague goals, a lack of planning, whatever the case may be. And the thing is when it comes to New Year's resolutions, they're actually one of the worst things to do, because usually when people are, you know, talking about doing stuff, so I'll use the last couple of days as an example. You know, if it's, say, December 29th, 30th, 31st, you may not go on that diet that you've been wanting to do. And the reason why is because you know you're going to be celebrating at family functions for Christmas. You might want to go out and party on New Year's Eve. You know that you're going to sit and watch the ball drop if you're at home, and you're going to eat snacks. There's going to be, you know, bowl games that you're going to be watching, and you're going to want to eat hot wings and, you know, chips and, you know, nachos or whatever the case may be. So you may say, okay, I'm going to be starting on January 2nd. I'm going to have a new me. Well, all that's great. Okay. There's nothing wrong with having goals, but if you say, okay, I'll do it after. So I'll do it starting on Monday, or I'll do it after the kids go back to school, or I'll do it, you know, at the beginning of the month. Or again, the worst one of all is a New Year's Day, goal. And the reason why is because when you create a resolution, what it actually does is it gives you almost like a deadline, you know, that if you don't do it, you failed. All right. And instead, years ago, I adopted a idea called New You Day as opposed to New Year's Day. And what it is as opposed to beating yourself up and saying, oh, I'm done, you know, I'll stop. As an example, guys, you know, if you go into the gym right now, you won't be able to get on a machine. I mean, everybody and their brother will be in the gym on the, maybe not today, but on the second. And they'll be starting these resolutions, and you won't be able to get on a machine for weeks. But as the resolutions start to drop, so will the amount of people, and it'll get to a point where you could shoot a cannonball through and not hit anybody. Well, the reason why is because of just that. They get involved, they you know, go and they say they're going to do it, but then they start to wane off. Well, and instead of doing that, why not just say, okay, I stopped, you know, doing whatever it was that I said I was going to do. But instead of saying, okay, I'm done, I failed, have that instant reset where you say, okay, I'm going to get right back on the horse. All right. And that is a new you day, as opposed to waiting until the next cycle to get started. Like I said, the worst ones are, at the time I'm recording this, it's a Wednesday. So let's say I fall off the horse and I decide, okay, I'm not going to start till Monday. That means that today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm out there doing the wrong things. Whereas I could just start right now on Wednesday. Again, I'm snapping my fingers if you can't hear that, have an instant reset, that new you day mindset where you have small, consistent changes, as opposed to, you know, messing up and then deciding that you're done. So don't do that. Right off the jump, that is going to be one of the things that's going to help you more than anything. The next thing is time management and time blocking. You know, you got to realize that, you know, you have different blocks of time that have to happen throughout the day. Work, personal, passion projects, whatever the idea is, you want to have specific time slots to focus solely on one task. If you do that, you know, whether it's through an app or you know, if you're really good at planning, you know, using timers, whatever the case may be, you won't realize just how much time you're throwing away by having, you know, time where you go down rabbit holes online, or you're watching videos on, say, TikTok or Reels or, you know, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter what it is that you're wasting time on. You'll look down and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I've spent X amount of time, or you're sitting playing a game for hours at a time, or binge watching, you know, a show that you've seen before, on TV, whatever the case may be. Taking time and time blocking out things that you know you have to get done, and having a non-negotiable situation where when this time is allotted, I must be doing this. If you can do that, if you can go through and block out time and start actually taking advantage of time management, you'll find real quick that you're able to go through and own your time again. So I'd highly suggest that you look into time management and time blocking. You can Google those things. I'll be providing information as time goes on. If you go to WesWyatt.com and you enter in your information for the newsletter, that's the kind of stuff that I'll be covering. I won't spam you. If you don't like what you hear, all you have to do is unsubscribe. But then the other thing is, down at the bottom right of WesWyatt.com, there's a little thought bubble. You can get in there without going through and actually subscribing. If you have a question for me, ask it. I'd be more than glad to answer you. I'm not going to be monitoring that, you know, in a continuous manner, but I will get back to you very quickly. So those are two ways, you know, right off the jump, you can get in and start getting more information on that as I put it out. But then the third thing I want to talk to you about, and this is also going to be stuff that I'll be talking about on WesWyatt.com, but if you go in and, again, put your name and your email address on that site, I'll get you on my mailing list. And one of the things I'm going to be doing a lot of talking about this year is going to be turning a knowledge or passion into a side hustle. So, you know, just kind of emphasizing the power of starting with, you know, what you know and or love. And it might be podcasting, it might be blogging, it might be consulting, whatever it is. Identify the niche, define a time block, you know, for your side hustles. Use the tools that you have to get started. It's that whole shovel, blower, or plow thing that I talk about. And then, you know, get started. And the thing that you need to know about that, especially when it comes to the things that cost, so it may be tools, it may be products that you're taking, it may be services that you're involved in, it might be consulting, it might be a membership, whatever it is that you think you don't have the money for, keep one thing in mind. And guys, I want to give a, you know, disclaimer right off the jump. I am not a tax attorney. I'm not a CPA. I'm not a, you know, you know, financial planner in any way, shape, or form. However, go and consult one, and you'll find out that what I'm saying is true. And that is, most people, if they have a home business and they have an intention of making money, you can get a, LLC or a 1099 lifestyle going, where the home office that you have is a write-off. You know, portions of your office are a write-off, portions of your internet, portions of your cell phone, portions of a myriad of things that you can never even imagine, that will equate to, you know, potentially hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a year, are money that you're essentially leaving on the table. You know, so again, I'm not a tax attorney, I'm not a CPA, but if you go and you talk to one, you'll find out that I'm telling you the truth. And the side hustle that you are looking to get started, not only by just having the intention of doing so, will you, you know, have all those home business tax benefits available to you, but you'll also be able to go through, and in addition to the money that you'll save on your taxes, you'll also, you know, potentially start making money. I can't say that you will. I can't say that you won't. And I can't say, you know, anything in between. But I will tell you that, you know, there's a lot of money being left on the table by not, number one, taking advantage of those tax benefits. But the other thing is by not, you know, bringing in some sort of a revenue with the side hustle. I'm not going to go into it deep. It'll be a topic for another podcast and conversation. But the other thing, you know, that by going through and doing exactly what I just asked you to do, where you provide a name and an email, building a list is something that if for some reason, let's say it's TikTok, they're talking about TikTok possibly having to go away because of all sorts of things. But let's say TikTok did go away and you're a TikToker and that's how you make the lion's share of your money, you know, is from TikTok videos. If TikTok goes away and you haven't captured all the people that are following you with a name and an email address, then all those people are now gone. It's kind of like a business. You know, when a customer comes into your business, if you don't get their name and their email address through like one of those old fish bowls or an app or something that you're able to capture their name and their email address, maybe more information than that, maybe their phone, maybe, you know, a myriad of other things, you don't have that customer anymore. So every new customer, every time that customer comes in, they're a new customer, essentially. So just kind of keep that in mind. Building a list is of the utmost importance, especially when you're talking about building a, you know, side hustle or a business. So anyway, guys, I hope all that is going to be outstanding information. Do me a favor. I'm going to ask again, go to WesWyatt.com, fill out your name and your email address on that main page, and get involved with me. I'd be more than glad to engage and just, you know, start talking to you about all this stuff. And if you have any questions, by all means, either in that bottom right thought bubble, ask it there, or send me a message, you know, on the, to WesWyatt@gmail.com. I'd be more than glad to answer your question. But anyway, that's all I got for you. I hope you guys are having an absolutely great day. I'd say great year, but you're only a half a day into it. So I hope you had an absolutely great 2024. I hope you're on your way to having an insanely awesome 2025. And as always, have a dynamite day. I'll see you later, guys. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.